Let's begin with your secret. Nobody has heard this, right? I'm going to be the first reporter you tell, right?
Exactly.
I'm Scott McGrew. Welcome to Sand Hill Road.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What is your secret?
So we're announcing the de-stealthing of a company called Satellite Bio.
Dr. Ling Wong of Lightspeed Ventures.
And it's in a space which has been transformed and pioneers a new way to think about regenerative medicine.
Lightspeed, along with two other venture partners, invested $110 million in seed and Series A into Satellite Bio, but waited until now to announce it. Tell me about that first meeting. Who came to who and what did you think?
Yeah, so the first meeting, actually, the story goes back about 20 years. So both Sangeeta Bhatia and I had trained in a similar lab in Boston about 20 years ago.
Let me break in here. When people say they were in Boston, that's usually code for they went to Harvard or MIT. They're just being polite and not showing off. In Ling's case, she went to MIT and Harvard for her doctorate.
So I'm trained as a chemical engineer and a biologist. And Sangeeta's a world-renowned investigator in the space of the liver. And what was interesting and why this moment was quite powerful was the idea of taking a technology like the liver transplant and finding a way to make it deliverable to a large scale of number of people.
How is the decision made to put a company in stealth or keep it in stealth? And who makes that decision? You as the investor or the company, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a great question. A lot of times when a company's in stealth, the reason we do that in the earliest days is we're trying to make sure we have all the right components to build a company. It is complicated, right? You have to have great science. You need to have great investors. You want to put together a very important and powerful data package to show to the world the power of a new technology, especially when we're trying to create a new frontier in a space that has desperately and been looking for solutions. And so in many ways, the ability to then build that team takes time. And we want to have the company put all those components together. So when like in a moment like this, where we get to show the world, we get to show the world the data, the technology, the people around it, and that the financial support is there. And so I think of it as it's a team effort in deciding if and when to share the company with the world.
And now that you're announcing this company, I don't have the biological background to understand the overall technology and what it's going to do. But give me a thought as somebody who does understand the biology, how you expect people are going to react with this news.
So I think two parts will be really exciting and interesting. I mean, this idea of Satellite Bio, it's forging a new path for pioneering regenerative medicine. And so it's actually creating a way to develop a modality, which we're calling tissue therapeutics. And in what we do is actually we're able to take and program cells. You assemble them into what we're calling a satellite. Think of it like the size of a small little hockey puck, the size of your palm. And inside of the satellite, it has for example, in this case, liver cells and the cells necessary in order to help the body either restore, repair, or replace a dysfunctional tissue or organ.
So walk me through a hockey puck. What is it? Is there a battery inside? What is it doing? Do you sew it into the patient? I mean, give me the gritty details here.
So the way to think about this, very basic, the most fundamental way to think about this is think about a hockey puck size disc. And inside this disc are what we call these micro channels and these small channels. And inside the channels, you can seed all types of different cells. In this case, and in the first application for Satellite Bio, we're focused in the liver. And the idea being that basically we can engraft and we can seed what we're calling the liver cells, hepatocytes, into this hockey-like puck. And the nice part is you could then deliver this by delivering this and having it sit right on top of your existing liver. And this process would, you know, typical transplant might take are quite complicated. In this particular case, the process that we've developed, you actually could do this as an out-day procedure. And the ability to provide, you know, a supplanted component to your liver, do it as an out-day procedure, and deliver you the function you need is incredibly powerful.
We've all had that secret that, you know, we're excited to share to the world and see people's reactions. What is the average physician going to think of this?
So interestingly, in part of our process, we actually went to physicians who are in the space of regenerative medicine. And in the early days, you know, a lot of times the conversation was, well, can it be done? What would it look like?
And of course, you knew it could be because you've seen it.
We've seen it. Well, how would it work? You know, what is the procedure like? And so, and an interesting part is we do provide and we do transplants on a daily basis now. Unfortunately, what happens is we don't have enough organs for everyone who's on a transplant list. And so what's interesting with our investigators and scientists in the ecosystem, it's the opportunity that potentially we could have people not have to get onto a list because we can provide an intervention or a solution to them and their families that isn't just wait and see. We're going to get you on this list and we hope something happens. So the power of being able to do something, I think, you know, the Hippocratic Oath for a lot of physicians, it's this idea of saying, what can I do? What solution can I provide you in the meantime? That's the power. I think that's captured people's imagination and the potential to deliver care to those who need it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
There's so much exciting progress underway in medicine. Scientific development, you know, tends to generally build fairly slowly. It builds on itself. A microscope becomes a better microscope. But then every once in a while, there's this giant leap forward, the mapping of the human genome, that kind of thing, where all of the sudden, out of nowhere, although it took a lot of work to get there, but out of seemingly nowhere, unimaginable things become possible. And as far as an investor and a venture capitalist, it seems like health is the obvious place to be.
I could not agree with you more, Scott, from that perspective. I actually think there's a phrase that I've been using, so trained as a scientist, but really thinking about this concept of an engineered biology. So it's this intersection that's happening between us being able to use engineering, which is built in a structured way to scale alongside all the biological systems in our body and broadly that are necessary and that can be built. And what I think you're seeing, this intersection point of the technologies and the ideas are coming out in this engineered biology space, are basically being built in a structural way where these discoveries can happen and they can be built to scale immediately. I think that's really a powerful place to sit. It's why actually I'm very excited about investing at this period of time. I consider this period of time almost like a renaissance in science.
You're a scientist by training. You actually invented a vaccine. Have I got that right?
I did. I helped create the inhaled tuberculosis vaccine.
Now, as the inventor of a vaccine, these last couple of years must have been incredibly frustrating for you.
You know, it actually wasn't incredibly frustrating. If anything, it was like actually the opposite. In many ways, a lot of times we take vaccines for granted. And, you know, it unfortunately, it takes a global pandemic for people to start to want to talk about a vaccine. And I mean, I don't know about you, but 2 years ago, did people ask you, did you get a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine? Probably not. We didn't talk about who made our vaccine, what a vaccine was.
Oh, that's true. For shingles or whatnot. It's not something people are discussing.
Exactly. But what's fascinating now is it's actually part of our lingo. People are asking, hey, did you get vaccinated? Oh, hey, I just got vaccinated. And so on some level, and an awareness of the needs and the power of a vaccine, I think has been it's been a very, very difficult time, but also now in a much deeper awareness in the ecosystem and us being willing to talk about this. You know, similarly with talking about a diagnostic, that's not something we talked about. You didn't talk about going home and doing a diagnostic test. You probably didn't share that to the world, but people do that now on a regular basis. And I think awareness in that space and awareness for how we think about this, I think is just as important for us to continue to, like I said earlier, this drumbeat of building healthcare and building health as part of our daily life.
How does a scientist get involved in venture capital?
You know, that's a great question. What I believe is happening in the venture ecosystem is that there is an evolution of specialized expertise that is happening. And you need individuals who have come from the various respective backgrounds to help and start to foster and understand in that space what's emerging that could actually develop and become a large, I call it a transformative company. And so I do think as the venture ecosystem, as we're, you know, frankly, it starts, you know, a lot of times we've called it a smaller boutique ecosystem, you know, venture capital now has grown enormously and dramatically in many different sectors, areas, and spaces. Having that specialization to be able to identify, partner, and serve as a great mentor with founders we work with, especially on the biotech and scientific companies, you need to have that perspective and background. And I think it differentiates the ability to partner with founders as they're building these large companies.
I've been struck by that as well. I mean, it's one thing to walk into a garage in Los Altos and talk to a bunch of guys who are going to put a computer in every home, and quite another to understand quantum computing. There has been this need for expertise from industry as far as venture capital goes.
I couldn't agree more. And I actually do believe even that intersection point of where software is integrating into the world of biotech and healthcare, that intersection is also happening. So you also, if you think about the founding teams of these companies too, they are evolving. You've got a scientist, a lot of times you have a technologist or someone on the software side, and you have a business model, a business person involved in these founding teams. So on some level, what it takes to build these companies are also evolving and changing. And I think for the better.
Speaking about you in particular, what got you out of the lab and into the boardroom?
So in many ways, in my early training at the Langer Lab, the Langer Lab is a really interesting, diverse place. And it's a place where the common mind speak and thinking is always, we develop a technology, but for what purpose and for whom or how are you serving? So I think in many ways, that perspective of creating technology for the greater purpose was a very dramatic driving factor in my transition. So obviously having the scientific training as the fundamental backbone, but really saying, well, what does it take to then get this technology out to the ecosystem, out to the world? What is the business model that we need? What's the team we need to build around that? How do we then build the right approval and regulatory processes to make that happen? So I think the transition to the boardroom was a very natural one to say, if we do want to get this out there, we need capital, we need great people, we need great technology, we got to put it all together.
What caught you most off guard making the transition from laboratory to venture capital firm?
I think a lot of times as scientists, the biggest thing we think about is obviously show me the data, right? The data is the most important thing. If the data tells you this, this is what happens. I think what's interesting about venture capital and also what's interesting about the sector, companies aren't just data. Companies are people. Companies are the market, the people, and the technology. So it's the combination of all three that you need to look for and find at all times. And when you do find all three and they're humming together, it's perfection. But I think that lesson of as much focusing on founders and what the team is like is just as important as the technology.
Dr. Ling Wong, advisor at Lightspeed Venture Partners, on her investment in Satellite Bio just out of stealth. Sandhill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.